cultivating an abundance mentality. Glory to God. I think we know someone that goes cultivating an abundance mentality. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said the entrance of your word given light. It gives understanding to the simple. Holy Spirit, cause our your words to have entrance in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, give us light that we will never recover from. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our topic is cultivating a mentality of abundance. Says Proverbs 4, verse 23. Let's go there now. Proverbs 4, 23. Or cultivating an abundant mindset. Amen. I said something last week. I said you need to cultivate an abundant mentality to encounter a God of abundance. Oh, was it last week? You need to cultivate an abundant mentality for you to encounter the God of abundance. Glory to God. It is not an option. It is what you must do. It is not an option. Glory to God. Okay, Proverbs 4:23, right? Can we together want to go? Keep thine heart with all what? For out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Guide your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. Your heart is your innermost being. Please follow me. Just follow me. Your heart are your innermost being, comprising of your spirit and your mind. Hallelujah. But in this place, what he's talking about here is your mind. He said, guide your mind with all diligence. Say, guide my mind with all diligence. I mean, one of the things we've not been taught to do is that we don't know the power. Many believers don't know the power of our mind. How does your mind operate? Proverbs 4:23 is teaching us how the mind operates. Your mind operates as a soil. So my mind is a soil. Your mind is a soil. A soil do not recognize seeds. So does your mind does not recognize seed. What happens to a soil? Anything you plant in a soil is what you reap. Praise God. Soil do not know the difference. Who did farming? Who have an understanding of farming here? Soil do not know the difference between a wheat and a seed. That means the same land you plant a seed and grow and harvest is the same land you will see a wheat growing. Praise God. That is how our mind operates. Your mind do not know the difference between good and bad. Whatever you feed your mind with is what it will deliver to you. And let me tell you why your mind is more powerful. It said that from your mind comes out the issues of your life. It was when I got this revelation many years ago that I started going to study about mind. Because the word issue there means experiences in life. Can I tell you that many of the things you experience is as a result of your mindset? It's a coincidence that you are always a victim. It's a result of your mindset. I know someone might say, Pastor, what are you talking about? He said, guide your mind with all diligence, for out of it are the experiences of life. That's the reason why somebody can always perpetually all their life be poor. I come and ask myself one time. I said, why can't someone just mistakenly ask me 1 million? Why is it that it's just, hear me? Why is it that it's only one area? If you think as a victim, you will end as a victim. Never forget this. Many of us, we underestimate the power of a mindset. I see many people want to get married to a man or a woman, and they don't care about their mindset. No, your mindset controls your life. I can tell you where you will go to by what you are thinking. Say, Pastor, are you serious? Yes, because your thought is like planting seeds in your mind. thoughts are like seeds you plant. If you plant lack, you will reap lack. Many of us, we are programmed by circumstances to have a lack mentality. And no matter the oil I pour your head, no matter the grace I throw into your pastor, until your mindset change, abundance will not come. Until your mindset change. He said, guard your mind with all diligence. For out of it, out of the issues of life, thinking brings thinking with you. Are you getting me? Some people, their mind are so faulty. Their mind are so wrong. They always believe that nobody likes them. They always believe that everything is against them. Can you hear me? Listen, because your mind is corrupt, because your mind is controlled by stinky thinking, your life becomes stinky. It's not a rhyme, it's scriptures. What controls your mind controls your life. Some of you have seen it. I look at some of you, before you came to church, when you used to come to be nice. Some of you, the only time you look up is when you cross road. Because all your mind, who am I? Somebody will pass your phone, you don't know. But I look at you, after you've been in church for a while, I observe, you stand up and start looking forward. What's happening? Before your mind made you, you have bowed to life. You have come to a place where you, anything life gives, you take. But through the word of God, we know we are no victims in life. We are victors in life. Guide your heart. The first thing you must do is to protect your mind from poverty mentality. Protect your mind for lack. There are many things that can reprogram you. Your mind is always, your mind is like a computer, always going through a programming. There are many people in Nigeria today, because of what has happened in the past 8 years, they have entered into a grade one poverty mentality. They don't think anything good can come. Are you hearing me? Because of circumstances, and that is in itself limiting you from enjoying our borders. You can't be full of lack consciousness and enjoy our borders. So guard your heart, guard your heart. Never allow, listen, and that is very important. Never, some of you, all the people around you, we can never have, it can never work, it will never work, who will help us, we are helpless. If you have those kind of people around you, you are not guarding your heart. You guard your heart by guarding your relationships. You guard your heart by guarding the information you allow. Are you hearing me? I remember during COVID-19, that happened to me. I was following COVID-19 when I was in China. Hey! I saw people putting this thing, what they call nose masks now. I said, God forbid. Because I was a medical student, so we were only using the theater. How come people put it on the street? It was horrible. I said, go follow on the street. Bah! I said, what is killing them? It says COVID-19. I said, Lord, this one cannot come near Nigeria. We don't have to kind of event. One morning, as I woke up in the morning, as I entered my phone, he said, the first case I entered Nigeria. That day, I cannot tell you how my body was. I said, what? The Lord told me, you have been feeding on the wrong stuff. I turned and I went back to scriptures. For he said he has given his angels charge over us. Meditating, as I begin to meditate, amen, the effect of it will not come in around me. Because what controls your inside will control your outside. Many believers never believe they can have opportunities. They never think they can have favor. Money does not grow up from trees. We don't say money grows on trees. We say there is a God that supplies. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. What the first thing? Guard your heart. Say no to lack. No to smallness. Every time the devil wants to make you feel you are poor, say, devil, I'm not poor. I am the blessed. Discovering my prosperity. Never think lack. Never accommodative. Number two. Train your mind not to think scarcity, but to think abundance. How do you cultivate an abundance mentality? Train your mind. Say, train it. It is a training, sir. Train your mind not to think scarcity. Go to Matthew 6:25-23. One man that had an abundant mentality. In fact, there is nobody in the world that has it. That guy's name is Jesus. Hey! Jesus knew no lack. Train your mind. Listen, you can have the miracle mindset and always see miracles. If you accommodate a lack mentality, you will end this year with one shoe and Jesus will still be Lord. But if you open your heart to a miracle mindset, anything is possible. Matthew 6. See, I'm changing my mind. I want to change this mind today. Train your mind. Therefore, I say unto you, take no what? For the sins. Why? Worry is one of the signs of a lack mentality. Anybody that you see that is always worried has a lack mentality. Take no thought for your life. When I was younger, what I will explain this to you: what you shall eat, what you shall drink, not for your body, what you shall put on. Kalekoba. You know, people say, Jesus, what do you mean? It did not mean that you should not walk. Hey, God. It did not mean that you should not walk. They see, he say, God says, if you take no thought, so I just sit there and stretch my leg. No. He's talking about a mindset. He said, don't think lack. Don't think lack. Some of you are too lack conscious. You ain't 10,000 naira up for 50,000 naira. All your day is 1,000, 5,000, 1,000, 1,000, 1,000. I can't afford it. I can't have it. I cannot do it. You are so small in your small world. Take no thought. He's talking about the mindset of what you eat. Kayalaba. Mark it. What you shall drink, what you shall, what not for your body, what you shall put on, is not your life more than meat, nor your body than remnant. I'm training your mind how to think about that. Next verse. Beyond Kalade. Oh God, put your head here. Where is our mind? Put your head here. Put down there. Say, my mind, think about that. Beyond the fowls of the air, for they shall not, neither do they reap. Yeah. No, gather into a barn. Yet, a little. Yet, say yet. What is a what is an abundant mentality? Yet, he didn't say mine. He said your. Yet, your. Imagine they tell you, your father is the one that is feeding everybody in our order. Kalamana. And you say, eh? He said, everybody, over, he said, all of them. He's just feeding everybody. Your father, feeding people. Your father, feeding people. Your father, feeding people. Your father, feeding people. Then why will you be worrying for food? What he's saying, he said, listen, your supply is not dependent by what you do. So, stop choosing job. I want to read medicine because that's how you will get work. You already have a poverty mentality. Why do we work? We work to release productivity. We work as a channel. Your job is a channel. Your God is a supplier. Many of us, we have exchanged supplier for channel. Take no thought. Say, I change my mind. I tell my mother, as long as God is alive, I will never beg for bread. Change your mind, as long as God is alive, I will never lack it. Listen, this thing I'm talking is a serious matter. Who knows your mother? Do you know the reason why politicians steal money and they want to gather? It's poor
poverty mindset. I don't have to gather so much to do big thing. I have a big supplier. Have you seen a shop, small shop, and every time they have everything? So what, how do you get it? He said there's a big, right? Depot supplying. Anytime I need it, it will supply. We don't have a lack mentality. We have a supply mentality. Say, I have a supply. That's why Jesus can look and get to see that I need the house. Now, where is the house? I get the house. When you need the house, he will give it to you. When you need a car, he will bring it. Take your thoughts. Worry. Worry. Worry of me. Worry of me. Worry of me. Life hard. Life hard. Life hard. Oh, do this for me. Oh, God. Nobody help me. I've got a poverty mentality. As you are thinking like that, you because of your mindset, you are missing opportunities. You are missing favor. Oh, help me. We are not helpless. We are not hopeless. There is a God that supplies. My future is bright. My tomorrow is great. I'm not bothering in the future of this church in Jesus' time. There are universities. I'm not thinking I will buy the land. When we get there, the land will come. My children, they are four now. We cannot eat. Two of them, we cannot do. When they are seven, we will not do. Eight by ten, we will do. We will not have the pleasure. We will not be seen. You are removing yourself from miracle. It takes a miracle mindset to have miracle. It takes a miracle mindset to have miracle. I hear me. It takes my heavenly Father. Do you see the best? You want to tell them there? Why are you not so bothered? Say, let me show something. You see all the birds. Has any bird come to knock your hands for food? I don't want to ask for food. My Father pays for them. Fire! When I enter inside, it will bring my own. From this month, you will know to enter inside for Father Benito. If you miss what I'm teaching you today, you will be thinking God is partial. There's nothing. We have an event on the 5th of next month. I'm not bothered for one second. One is done. Paid for. Paid for. Done. No single worry. My heavenly Father has. He takes care of birds. I cannot leave me stranded. See, train your mind to think like this. It's because of this that people cannot give. If I can give this by in her. If I give this one, which one will I have? Which one did I have? Who gave me the one you are giving? If I share my food, which one will I eat? Who gave me the one I'm eating? From today, hey! Train yourself to think supply. My God supplies. And he didn't say, oh, according to Nigeria. Do you know how blessed he is? Do you know how blessed God is? A man that can turn one man to an institution created the whole universe, yet does not stay in the universe. Called a husband and wife, put them in four countries, they go and stay. You are looking for a flat, God can give you a nation. Created a head for human beings. 6 billion places, yet will not feed the head. If we are 100 billion, if the world will stay for the next 1 billion, we cannot feed the head. So blessed. Say the street of heavens are paved with gold. People used to think God is not gold. He can create only bigger than gold. He does not need money. It's money. You know what I mean? It's the money. It's currency. It's our brothers. His name is our brothers. I have met him. He told Abraham. He said, I am the El Shaddai. Get ready for miracle crusade. Listen, when you have a revelation that will cause you to really have miracles. Miracle is the product of your mindset. Supply. The birds do not labor. That means we do not eat as we labor. We eat as it supplies. Train your children to think this way. Next verse. Behold, the flowers of the air, for they sow not. That means it was not. Neither did they reap. not gather. Yet your heavenly Father, train your mind to think God as your Father. He is not your enemy. The God you know is the God you will enjoy.
Your heavenly Father. How many of you have gone inside the room and said, God, change something? I will do anything for you. You're a liar. You did not pray well. You didn't pray well. When you are praying, your mind is, I'll call my uncle. You are praying, I'll take your phone. Have you looked at that and said to my Father, provide, I will not stop the prayer. You will know him. When it becomes your only source, you will know there is enough. I said your job. Did I say you should not work? I said your job is what? God is what? You don't need some job to survive. You need God to survive. I've seen people that were sacked, and the next thing that God brought out is companies. Let's continue. Change yourself. And say, I no more think lack. Can you think lack with God as your source? As his scarcity mentality is a problem. It will always never be enough. It will never be full. You know, in economics, they say resources are in scarce supply. Where did they get that nonsense from? Scarcity. I don't think scarcity. I think abundance. Because it was spoken by the devil to make believers poor. I say economy is management of scarce resources. Nothing is scarce in my life. Chakayanama. Change! You are managing scarce resources. Why some people are enjoying abundance? Infinite! I heard about a Russian family. Wealthy Russian family. A young lady. She shattered, she went to the UK. Shattered it, went to one of the biggest mall, right? In the UK. Closed down the biggest mall in the UK. Say for how long? I forgot the days. Is it just 2 days? Be very sure. Closed down the biggest shopping mall in the world. Say she wants to shop, no one should come. Closed it down. She was shopping for days. After the shopping, rented a whole shattered plane. Billions of pounds. Alone inside, carried the goods to Russia, kept it at home, never opened it. Now the same life you live, when you the can't die, 1 cup, 2 cup, 3 cup. Let me show you. Let's just. I get it of the poverty mindset. Poverty mindset will make you poor. It's never enough. Never enough. Train yourself never to say it's never enough. Always say, I have an abundance. You say, for Pastor, but sometimes my diary finish. Your diary is waiting for you to change. When you change, you just things in the house. Which of you thinking, go to the next one? Next one. Oh, hallelujah. I want to continue. Yet I say that even so, in all his glory, was not aware like one of these. What did he say? Tell you that a man that God is your prayer, even kings cannot be bigger than you. A man that God is your prayer, even governors cannot live better than you. And I declare that today you are receiving that deliverance from God. So no more never enough. I told last Sunday, I said it is not some of you are a not enough. Some of you are just enough, but in this month you will need to more than enough. A scarcity mentality will produce a life of scarcity. God will first change your mind before he change your life. Because with a scarcity mentality, you cannot demand God for big things. Hallelujah. Scarcity mentality is the source of greed and sin. Greed. Why do you kill your brother to take his wealth, his land, when God has lands for you? Scarcity mentality is the source of competition, envy. Someone buys a car, instead of happy for you, you are angry. Did the person stop you for having your own car?
greed. One person to carry, you cannot carry all the resources. You are too small. Some of them, they have money, they have poverty of the soul. Poverty means you cannot, any man that cannot give money is poor. There's nothing I can give. When God is what, when God change your mindset, we will know you are giving. Lord, if I give this, there's a sister in church, I was telling him, I said, this sister enters into me. You come to a level where there's nothing you can give to God. Because you know your dependency is not in currencies. Are you hearing me? Take a way to train yourself not to be greedy. There's abundance. Train yourself not to be selfish. There's abundance. Train yourself not to be envious. There's abundance. Train yourself not to be competitive. But car, why would you go buy that car? There are many other cars. Is it that one? It's not the, there's the latest one that come because you are envious. I celebrate you, sir. My is coming. There's nothing any man has that God has not given to you. In your walk with Him, you will discover everything. Oh God, can I continue? So I train my mind. I train my mind away from greed. I train my mind away from sin. How can I sin for what? iPhone. iPhone. A man will sleep with you for iPhone. You are in stage 4 cancer of lack, poverty, mentality. I said, come back, come. I don't want to come. Get out. He said, okay. And I said, how much is the phone? The phone. Let's see if you say, go. The phone. Stage 4 cancer, acute, cancerous poverty. A phone that very soon you can start to buy 1,000 phone and give to children in secondary school. Who will get their life? A phone you can use as a souvenir. Acute, cancerous poverty. So just I give a lot, 5,000. You are dead. I'm in love with you. Thank you. I love you. It is poverty mentality, man, that breeds sin. There's nothing any man can give to you that God has not given you. If you have been general, you know I'm telling you. People tell me, Pastor Andrew, there are things you can do right now. I'll be driving cars. I say, who told you I'm looking for a car? I pursue God, cars pursue me. He is the God that's more than enough. Genesis 17, let's get it. Train yourself. Oh, it's sponsor you! Because if it's poverty mentality that God is telling you visa, you are seeing yourself 1,000 times in Europe. You are scared. Go to the embassy right now, I tell you. Go and take it. When it's time to pay, call me. I will tell you I will pay. I have not traveled because I cannot travel. Because I'm not allowed to travel. When it's time, there's nothing that God, He said, all things are beautiful in His time. The only thing we ask God is times and season. No, are you hearing me? Genesis 17. Say, I think about us. My heavenly Father, dear Mama, feeds everyone, supplies for everybody, has everything. Why can I be poor? This message, if you miss Miracle Crusade, something is seriously wrong with you. Because listen, some of you might feel Pastor is talking, you know, but put this on record. If Jesus tarry in the next 10 years, some of you, if they tell you no Pastor Andrew, if you tell me you know Pastor Andrew, they say you don't know Pastor Andrew. Let it be on record. If just give 10 years, if Jesus tarry, some of you, if you tell somebody that you know Pastor Andrew, they'll tell you you don't know Pastor Andrew. There's a level a man get big to, he cannot think he was small. God prepares you for greatness. So begin to change your mentality now so you can walk with God. I've seen people that were trekking, that could not do a proper child education for their children. Today fly in on first class and private. What happened? The God of our brothers has stood up for them. I declare over you, this will be the testimony of your life. to tell them, no matter, no matter where you are now, don't think where you are. Think where you are going to be. Think where, think the God of abundance. Think the right one.
When you think the right way, you are ready for greatness.
Don't allow yourself. Listen, don't allow where you are coming from. I say, if where you are coming from affect your thinking, you can't come out. If you think differently, not long, your value will look like how you think.
I think billions, Hannah. I'm thinking very soon, in a short time, between projects, 1 billion this morning. I think it now. Billions.
Very soon, you will not get a million, my mother, billions. Billions. Give for property, 5 billion. 15 billion. Billions. Don't say, Pastor, I joined them. No. I am telling you, there is a God that supplies more than enough.
Don't make any man.
Don't marry a man because the man thinks you think that man will make you rich. You have a God that supplies. Don't marry a man. Don't make anybody put you down. There is a God that supplies more than enough.
Let me just start for that. I'll soon be done. And Abraham was 19 years old. The Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty God. That was where God came down as El Shaddai. The word Almighty God, but it means El Shaddai. The word El Shaddai means the many-breasted one. No matter your needs, there is always breast. You know, breast talk about supply. Mother supply for the children with the breast is called the many-breasted one. You cannot get a need that it can never meet. They have not developed a problem that you have never solved.
Abraham said, God, he fell before God and said, God, let Ishmael live. He said, calm down. You don't want to say, Sarah will give birth to your children.
I'll talk to you today. The El Shaddai will change your life forever. But you must think in alignment with Him.
Praise God. Next one. I think the third target to cultivate the world, destroy an entitlement mentality.
Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. You want to cultivate a mindset of abundance. I say, number one, guide against poverty thinking. Poverty friends, guide against them. Poverty everything. Listen, I couldn't say it. Stop anything that's poverty. Don't listen. Don't be comfortable with poverty. Anything that looks like poverty is not the will of God for you. If it cannot change, it can't be you. If you stay in a place, you try to change, leave that place. Anything that looks like poverty, fight it. Don't guide. Guide is against it. Number two, think supply. Number three, what? Destroy entitlement mentality. Let your conversation be without conventiousness. What is conventiousness?
Conventiousness is that is those things you get from sin. That means you just want to get it. You know, I must have my in this life. Anything they want, I will do. You will do it. Go and do. They come around and I will not pray. When you do, it will do you.
Conventiousness. We are in a conventional generation that tells you that it doesn't matter, it's the money. Very soon you will know that it matters how the money comes. It's not just about you have money. It matters how it comes. Because the source is the sustainer. If you get money from the devil will have to sustain it. And you know it will not sustain it. If you don't want you to be blessed, it will take your life without money.
So it matters how your money comes.
He said, stay away from covetousness. Stay away from Ponzi scheme. Stay away from manipulation. Stay away from sin. They are giving money. Stay away. Don't say, Pastor, yeah, don't come and give me sin money. Stay away from it.
Don't stupid that lash shall come and say this to me. If you are using this, stop it. Stay away from it. I don't need your seed to survive. Covetousness. Stay away. You confession that you are doing business. This is what I'm saying, the right person. You said the fake one, I can see people. It's confession. Stay away from any wrong way of getting money. You are supposed to say, supply four, you not supply one, according to one. You are killing your destiny already. We're talking about character this morning. Stay away from changing figures. If you change figures, they all be associated. Stay away from it. We don't need the shit to receive money. And be content with what you have. Hey, Alaba, Alaba, Alaba. So, do you know what I mean to be called what you have? It's not about being poor mindset. It's talking about being God mindset. What do you have? He said, be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. The way you are doing this, your business, it will take you 1,000 years to grow. He said, I will never. It's what everybody is doing. Listen, I say, if you sin for money, you have a poverty mindset. Let me say it again. Just wait, listen. He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Go to heaven, so that you may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. A title mentality. Are you hearing me? It's not people that they always see they need a man. I don't know. I'm just to my sister for doing it. It's all what I'm saying. You keep men around you. This one for a flash card. What are you doing with nonsense? This one for rent. This one is for house. I used to know. I don't know. I'm in the world. No. Look up. El Shaddai is my helper. It's a curse. It's a man that puts his trust in men. When you trust men, you can't trust El Shaddai. A great man of God says something like, say, can you look up and look down at the same time? Try and look up and look down. If you are looking down and looking up, if you are looking up and looking down, if your trust is on men, El Shaddai cannot provide. So people, every time as you are prayed, I put it there. Except God gave you an instruction, except it will guide you. But if you are, shouting, you are on Instagram, let me catch one big bubble. You think this is what we are talking about? Is one bubble like no man can give you what else can you mean, man? No man can give you only El Shaddai. Hey, when you don't have any man, you have God, the man in the pool of El Shaddai. He said, for I have no man to help me. When you are without man help, you have God's help. Jesus came to the pool of Bethesda. He didn't look for people that had men help. He looked for those that did not have the help. When you don't have the help, you are qualified for help. Can I declare over somebody that is asking nobody to help you and your children? The God El Shaddai will help you in the name of Jesus. The God who is staff, the maker of heaven and earth, will help you in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Stop going ahead, disgracing yourself. Stay in El Shaddai. I don't want to do this thing, I don't like to do it. But I feet. Did you know the God, your father? Are you a mumu? It's a mumu spirit. Your father feeds every bird. I know bird have cried hungry. He said he will take care of you. All you have need to face. If he takes care of the sparrow, is Jarrah! It's more than enough. Break away for my brother that wants to help me. My son that wants to help me. Those are the reasons why God. Listen, you cannot put your mind open, man, and put your trust in God. Who's helping me this morning? My brother that wants to help me. My son that wants to help me. I don't do any project with any man in mind. I do everything with El Shaddai in mind. My brother will not help me. Do you know that my uncle is a commissioner? Commissioner for 8 years. I won't talk to him again. Then they help me. God said, continue. By the time you know, listen, I said, if man does not help you, you are qualified for help. From today, break away
from a indignant attitude. Always lift up your hands to the Osara. I say that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. How will my children go to school? The Lord is my helper. How will I pay my rent? The Lord. In this country, you don't know any man, how can you get to job? The Lord is my helper. Are you sure you're going to eat tomorrow? You've never asked for the matter. Then you can't look to God and look to man. The last one. I feel the power goes too strong here. Someone look at me and said, how do you cope with what you do? I said, because before I stepped out, I knew a Shaddai. You might not be there perfectly, but when your needs arise, run to him. He's a better supplier. Last point. Destroy a mindset of worry. Right? Destroy a mindset of worry, complaining, receive a mindset of thanksgiving. Number one, let me add it, I'm done. Guard your mind from a lack mentality, right? Number two, destroy, train your mind not to think scarcity, right? Number three, destroy an entitlement mentality. And number four, eradicate worries and complaining. Be thankful. Listen, if your life is full of complaint, you will never grow. There's some people there, you want to kill over the complaining house. So we have a lift of I know the pastor said there's a girl about us. Why can't we not put this in our complaining is a sign that you will not meet him. If you meet him, your complaint will stop. From today, you will meet him in the name of Jesus. What do you do when there is scarcity? Thank him. As you enter your home and close the door after church, and you see, I see there's no money, there's no food, say, Father, I thank you. Because my sons are not in distance. My trust is in you. I will start again. More than enough. Child. More than enough. Oh.